Hello and welcome to AstroTalk UK. ATUK is a not-for-profit 30-minute weekly audio podcast primarily for and by amateur astronomers in the UK. Available only online, ATUK is a virtual meeting point for the amateur astronomy community. Each episode is an MP3 file which can be downloaded automatically with a free subscription via one of the many podcast readers. I use iTunes. My name is Gurbir Singh, and I host ATUK. I am not a scientist, nor am I an astronomer. Topics of discussion have no fixed boundaries other than their relevance to amateur astronomy. Each week's episode consists of pre-recorded conversations with individuals discussing the roles, lives, and achievements of amateur astronomers and their hobby. More about ATUK at www.astrotalkuk.org. If you have a topic for discussion, drop me a note on info@astrotalkuk.org. AstroTalk UK, amateur astronomy, expert opinion. Episode 5, Sunday, 2nd of March, 2008. Most amateur astronomers are natural educators. They love talking about their hobby. Many amateur societies run informal astronomy courses in the evening or even contribute through local schools, colleges and universities to the delivery of more formal astronomy courses. Although some amateur astronomers may never have had any formal education, their grasp and understanding, for example in optics, astrometry, astrophotography, celestial mechanics, is highly informed, indeed expert in nature. For those who want to formalize their study of astronomy, perhaps with a change of vocation in mind, universities throughout the UK now offer a range of courses available on a full-time, part-time, day or evening basis. Some are completely online. Distant learning, they call it. All of the courses have some element of practical work, so it's not all about books and essays. Most of the entry-level courses do not require any prerequisites. You don't even have to be great in maths. The increasing number of educational institutions attending AstroFest this year reflects the increasing take-up of these courses. In today's episode, Ulrich Kolb from the Open University and Stuart Ayres from the University of Central Lancashire. But first, with AstroFest in full swing in the background, I asked Peter Thomas what was available at University College London.
We run a certificate course within the Department of Physics and Astronomy, which is designed for people who have a general interest in astronomy, but who perhaps don't have A-level maths. So what we do is we provide a basic grounding in the things like the solar system, the interstellar medium, history of astronomy, and practical astronomy, in order that they can get a proper feel for what the subject is, use of lectures, and also the benefit of the observatory at Moor Hill.
So, in the absence of A-level maths, I take it there'd be a large component of maths?
No, there's not a great deal of maths, a small amount. The idea is to try and do analytical work without maths, so things like spectroscopy, where you might look at a laboratory source, and then compare it with spectrum of a star. You can then, just by looking at the lines and the wavelengths, isolate different elements and get some idea of what the chemical composition is of a star, for example. Also, you might get an idea of what the temperature is, depending on the spectra, and so on and so forth. So it's the basic grounding in observational astronomy, for argument's sake. Or it could be looking at images from taken on a Panama Sky Survey print. You could be looking to try and distinguish stars from planetary nebula, interstellar gas, blue stars from red stars, etc., etc., etc. So a basic grounding in what the techniques are of observation astronomy.
You mentioned spectroscopy. Are there any other specific practical elements in your courses?
Yes, there are. I mean, 1 week in three is spent at the observatory in Mill Hill, which has a unique range of telescopes. All is about a very high standard. So your first encounter with observation will be to come out to the observatory and perhaps use a telescope built in 1862, which is completely hand-operated and beautifully restored. you have to unclamp the telescope in one axis, move it, clamp it again, and the first thing you might look at would be the moon, which is obviously easily recognisable. The next thing you might look at is a planet, and then you might go to a star, you might look at a blue star or a red star, and be told that, you know, one is going to be hotter than the other, and gradually you build up your knowledge of how observers work. We'd also get the opportunity of using a CCD camera to see how this is used for gathering data.
As a student, as an undergraduate student, you would be actually taking pictures of the night sky yourself?
Well, if it's clear. If it's clear.
And it's a full-time course, or is it just part-time?
One evening a week, over about 20 weeks per year, and it's over 2 years. So 2 weeks are spent, 2 consecutive weeks are spent down at UCL in Gower Street, where you have your lectures, and these are given by university staff, all of whom are active researchers, and who will therefore be very enthusiastic about what they're doing. And then 1 week in three is spent out at the observatory, where you do your practical training, your practical observational training.
And that's the certificate of higher education in astronomy. Once somebody's done that, is there anything else that you might entice them into doing?
Well, we would hope that they might come back and do a degree, an undergraduate degree. But we get all sorts of people doing it. We've had, you know, everybody from people who just have a casual interest in astronomy and want to take it a bit further. We've had lawyers, we've had all sorts of professional people. I even recruited a minicab driver once who enjoyed the course. So, I mean, it's a course that's for everybody, really. Ideally, they would have O-level maths and physics, but it's not absolutely necessary.
The main intention, particularly for the certificate course, would be just to enhance the enjoyment of astronomy that they would do otherwise anyway.
Yeah, and to take it a little bit further than just looking at a textbook or just looking through a telescope. Take it to the stage where they have an idea of how astronomers analyse the data that it's collected and what the process of collection of data is.
Since physical attendance is required, this would be interesting to people based in the London area.
Yes, I mean, we could have gone the distance learning way, but we feel that we try to provide something which is, you know, kind of face-to-face and hands-on equipment style. So that's what we're offering. We're offering a high-quality talk course, basically. And I would add that when you do your practical astronomy, the groups are no more than 15, and each group has 3 teachers, so you do get personal attention.
Okay, and if there is somebody listening on AstroTalk UK and really keen, I take it you have a website where they can go for further information?
Yeah, if they would like just to Google ULO, they'll find they get to the University of London Observatory website, and from there's a link to the relevant person to contact for enrolling on the certificate course.
Dr. Peter Thomas, thank you very much indeed.
In a much quieter setting, Stuart Ayres describes the astronomy course provision at the University of Central Lancashire and his position within it.
Now, I'm course leader for the astronomy programme, and we run a range of courses, all the way up to degree level courses, but starting at level one, which is the first year of a degree level, all the way up to the sort of final level of a degree. You don't have to study a whole degree in order to study with us. We have university certificates with little short courses that run for a year but are part-time. So, for example, the subjects you can study are basic astronomy or cosmology. We run a course in Sun, Earth and Climate, which talks about the sun and the earth. All those are sort of science-based courses. We also run a course called Great Astronomers and History. It focuses on discoveries of people like Isaac Newton and Tycho Brahe, but also places them in the context of the time they were studying.
Are there any prerequisites for students coming onto these courses?
So the courses require no prior knowledge of astronomy, and most of the courses require a GCSE in maths, the entry point courses. The history course, on the other hand, requires GCSE level English. We also run higher level courses for which we expect students to study the lower level courses initially in order to get the prerequisites for those. So, for example, in order to study the advanced certificate in astronomy, we expect you to study the astronomy certificate in the first place. The courses run allow you to dip in and try a little bit, and if that's enough for you, then you can go at the end of the year with a certificate. But if you want to study again, you can study in the same way, or you can combine them together into larger awards. So, for example, the Certificate of Higher Education in Astronomy is equivalent to the first year of a full-time degree, and that incorporates 6 of our courses.
Right. And what's the attendance model? Do you have to be there every day, sometimes in the evenings, or can you do it remotely?
It's entirely distance learning, so it's entirely remotely. That's the only. So you contact us via email or via the web or by telephone to provide tutorial support. We provide materials at the beginning and then over the course of the course. And you can send in your work. We mark that, give you feedback, talk to you as necessary. We do have some optional weekend courses that the students can come on, but they're not required in order to study. So it's very much aimed at those people who are not unable, unfortunately, to study by coming into a class on a regular basis. We provide a schedule, mm-hmm. which is mainly nailed to the attached to the assessment dates, but even there we're quite flexible.
So there isn't much in the way of practical element in the courses?
It depends on the course, but no, that's not actually correct. So, for example, in the astronomy course, there's naked eye observing. There's also some data analysis work. So practical in the sense of actually interpreting the observations that you've either been presented with or you've made yourself and then applying the knowledge that you've acquired.
Oh, I see. So if you have a telescope, you can gather the data yourself or you will supply data and that's analysed.
It's important to know that none of the courses require a telescope, so it will be, or even a binocular. So it's naked eye observing where you're making observations. So observations are very simple things you can observe on the sky. But yes, otherwise analysing data that we've supplied and understanding how that is used and how that leads to the scientific conclusions that have been drawn from that sort of data.
Well, it sounds very flexible. What about costs?
The cost of a single module running a year long is £210 for a UK-based student. It's slightly more for people outside the UK. Compared with a full-time degree, that's quite cost-effective. And that provides you with access to the notes, access to the tutorial support, obviously the assessment process, but also to our library system as well.
So you would really need to have access to the internet and PC at home in order to make full use of that?
For the courses, you need a computer. Access to the internet would certainly be a benefit in almost all cases, taking full advantage of it. That's certainly the case, yes.
And if you just wanted to pick up the phone and speak to a tutor for advice or guidance, you can do that as well?
Yeah, that's right. The tutorial system allows you to pick up a phone. I mean, obviously, it has to be when we're available, so generally what happens is if we are available, we'll try and answer the question straight away, but we'll phone you back when we are available if necessary. That turns out to be the case.
Well, it sounds very flexible indeed, Stuart. If somebody is interested in getting more details, what's the best place to find that information?
All our information is on our website, www.studyastronomy.com, where you can look at the information on the courses, ask for more information from us, or even apply online.
Stuart Ayres from the University of Central Lancashire, thank you very much indeed. And finally, that unique institution which has done so much for higher education accessed by mature students, the Open University. And listen out especially for that unusual combination of hotel, beach, planetarium and observatories, a two-week summer school in Mallorca. Ulrich Kolb was a senior lecturer in astrophysics at the Open University. Ulrich, I understand the Open University was here at Astrofest for the first time last year, and you were back here again this year, so it must have been good for you last year.
It was quite an experience last year. We were keen on coming and couldn't because there wasn't a stand, but finally last year there was the opportunity, and as a result of this, we got quite a lot of student inquiries with the university, some of which ended up as students on our courses, and I got to meet today here upon our return a few of the students who enrolled last time. They told me how enthusiastic they were studying with the OU. So for us it was a success, and hopefully this time it will be a success again.
Yeah, I've noticed that there are several academic institutions here. Is there a trend for amateur astronomers to take on board some more formal courses?
Well, I would hope there is such a trend. As far as I can tell, there's always been a long interest of students of all sorts of backgrounds to study astronomy, simply because it's such an appealing subject, looking up the night sky and then wanting to know more. And this is exactly what our courses are for. And trying to be more open in this direction means we are now here at Astrofest to attract even more from the amateur market into this range, who may not be aware so much of our courses.
You've got three courses that you're particularly emphasizing at the moment. do you require any prerequisites to start on the beginner's course?
We don't. In fact, beginner's level one courses, short courses, are meant to be taster courses and ought to be suitable for anybody with any background. And I think once you've done such a course, you will know if OU study is for you and what sort of level you can progress to. You can, at beginner's level, expand into the more general science courses if this is the level that's right for you, or if you feel this is all too simple, then you can progress to second level. We have a portfolio of courses at different levels, level 1, level 2, and level 3, not just in astronomy, but in physics and science in general, but clearly today here at Astrofest, it's the astronomy courses we'd like to advertise most, and it's the courses dear to my heart.
We'll talk about your personal interest in astronomy in a moment. For the beginner's course, or indeed the second and third level courses, is there a lot of mathematics in there?
Well, there's an increasing level of mathematics as the level increases. There's very little at level one, there's a little more at level two, and there's a significant amount at level three. And in fact, we would recommend that students who attend level three courses have a solid foundation in mathematics. And there are, of course, open university courses in mathematics which help you achieve this. For the second level, the astronomy courses do require a certain amount of mathematics, but all of these courses have Are You Ready For documents where you can check the requirement of your understanding before you enroll.
There's quite a large component of practical astronomy in these courses.
There's one course in particular which is a practical course. It is at second level. We call it Observing the Universe. It's a residential school course and involves the students traveling to Mallorca to spend 1 week observing at the Observatory of Mallorca, which is in the heart of the island, away from the hustle and bustle of beach life. But nevertheless, we have a hotel for our students near the beach, so you can combine the fun in the nights, observing the night sky, with the fun at the beach during the day, unless you need to sleep. And this residential school course uses typically 12-inch MEET telescopes for observations such like tracking an asteroid and getting its rotational light curve, and then interpreting these measurements to deduce something on the orbit and the shape, and hence the physical characteristic of this asteroid, and other fascinating projects. Students there work in groups of six and are tutored by a professional astronomer or a PhD student in astronomy, and have expert lectures and tutorials alongside in a state-of-the-art planetarium which is on site as well.
And these courses, do they conclude with an examination at the end?
All of our courses have assessment. The higher level courses have an exam at the end where you have to go to an exam center and sit in a written exam of about 3 hours. The entry level courses have end of course assignments which you work on at home. The practical course has a main assessment component after the course where you are invited to write up one of your projects or measurements into a little scientific paper, and you get guidance on how to do this. It can be regarded as a souvenir of your trip as well as the final assignment.
Well, I've seen some pictures on your stand of this observing site in Mallorca. I don't remember studying being that much fun ever. That's a wonderful place. If I can talk to you briefly now, Ulrich, about your own astronomy. I understand you're a theoretical astrophysicist.
That's correct. I have an interest in the structure of stars, the evolution of stars, the formation of stars, and also in processes of accretion onto compact objects such like neutron stars and black holes. I'm interested in X-ray astronomy, and I do run computer simulations, and I look at X-ray data collected by X-ray satellites.
So you'll be working with the data from the Chandra satellite then?
Yes, Chandra, as well as XMM Newton, which is the ESA counterpart to the NASA satellite. Yeah, both of these are used by our group, and we produce research papers on them, looking currently, for instance, at X-ray sources in our neighboring galaxy, M31, the Andromeda galaxy, where we study the large population of these compact accretors, high-energy sources, the brightest X-ray sources in galaxies.
Well, that sounds quite intense and professional. But for fun, I know you've moved all the way from Munich to Milton Keynes. You went optical astronomy yourself?
Well, I started, before I became a professional astronomer, I started as an amateur astronomer. In my school years, I bought my first telescope. The first telescope was indeed already a Celestron 8, an 8-inch instrument. And I was a keen astrophotographer. I was traveling all over Europe to the mountain tops and spent many hours in the freezing cold trying to have my guide star in the middle of the cross. But since I took up astronomy as a profession, I had less and less time to engage in these activities. And sadly, nowadays, my telescope, which is still working in good working order, sits in the wardrobe in my house. And I rarely have the time to enjoy the night sky, except when I go to Mallorca and teach.
Coming back to the course, if anybody who's listening on AstroTalk UK wants more information, where's the best place for them to go?
The Open University has a website, www.open.ac.uk/science. You'll immediately get to the course portfolio and information about science at the Open University.
Dr. Ulrich Kolb from the Open University, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to AstroTalk UK. AT UK is a non-profit project produced and recorded by Gurbir Singh. He nor any of the participants are paid for their contribution. AT UK's content is not validated against any authoritative source, and all the views and opinions are held by those who choose to express them. If you have a topic of interest you would like to discuss on AT UK, drop me a note, info@astrotalkuk.org.